It's in there, it's in below him. Vishnu Master, you know, he used to come on the cycle to give news that he, Baba's come to tell my mother, we were living far outside the town, you know, main town, you know, quiet place where after a mile there used to be the river, you know, the river that goes in one garden. Our house is last on the road, a little bit for all feel around and feel no garbar means no
noise.
So, what did I come? Yeah, but my mother then taking darshan, Baba would ask her, have you anything to say or something. Baba was interested in. So Mama said, yes, Baba, I want to serve you. Because the most important thing is to serve the Master that I would like to, I want to do, Baba. Baba said, how can you do that? I'm not staying one place. But if I, when I decide to stay in Mehrabad permanently, then I will call you. Means my mother was going to be the first one in Mehrabad. But Baba never allowed any women to be in Mehrabad at that time. Only men and Baba used to come. So that's what happened. That's a long story. 1924. Then Baba sent a telegram. We went going to Baba Jan the night. There used to be Kavali song. Sometimes, whatever. Anyway, then Baba's telegram came to say, come as soon as possible, but bring clothes. One trunk full of clothes that lasts for 1 year and a bedding. So, yes, my mother was busy buying new clothes, new blouses. She wanted me to wear sari. I was 16, going on 17, 16. So, new blouse, new sari, everything, new trunk full of new clothes and so on, bedding. So, that's the only possession we had. You know, in the house, all the valuable things, whatever, just put a lock to it. And Baba said, Baba will see to what is to be done, not to all the Baba, leave it in Baba's hand. So we all came to Nagar. From Nagar, my mother saw my sister was married and had this newborn baby, that she was settled in, comfortable in her room and all that. And we all came to Baba. And then, yeah, that was the very first time. Baba and Baba. My mother and myself in Mehrabad with Baba's old aunt. Baba sent for his aunt to be company with us, and so not in post office. The post office and all that place was men. The men in Mandi could not come this side of the road. Only nervous, one of the young ones who was strong, who was allowed to come and fill water in a tub, you know, tub that had a tap, baby couldn't wash us. Utensils, you know, cooking pots and this and that. So Baba said, we will leave. Then one time he was in a seclusion. Strict seclusion, fast, you know, that how many days I forget now. I never kept a diary. So it was that a small room, you know, that has a parapet around it, and the table is now near that room that was to use for seclusion. It's very small, to be shut in there day and night is very, you feel cooked in, you know. And but Baba was not on silence. So after seclusion, then Baba came out and went to the mandali. He didn't come to us, he always went to the mandali there. And then sent for plain dal and rice, and had him for 2 days rested. And then one day I was washing the utensil outside, inside there's no space, a very small room. So outside, the sun it gets dried up in the sand. So then when I turned out to see Baba coming fast, because he had that comely coat that was in good order, you know, comely coat, sadra, and the torn sandals that are very patched up, you know, they're still in the museum. That those times, yes. I wonder how Baba walked in those times. Yeah, he never changed. Anyway, he was coming along and came towards the main road. I ran inside, told my mother and aunt, Baba's aunt, the Baba's coming to be ready with the hands clean because they were cooking. So they quickly washed hands, tied in sari, and they were ready to receive Baba. And Baba came fast walking. And he came inside and talked to the elders. Baba wanted to tell them that the food, Baba liked the food they're cooking, you know, it was well cooked and all that, to his taste, everybody liked it, enjoyed it. But sent it earlier than 10:45. So they were all very busy, to early morning to have the thing cooked early, and to send it early, and so on. Then Baba said, send more food from tomorrow, because 2-3 monthly from outside, maybe Rustam and Adi and others, they must be coming from Ahmednagar, you know. So you say, Baba, Ahmednagar. So we were told to send more money, food, yeah. So then Baba talking to them, Baba turned around and looked at me and said, what do you do all? all day. I was very startled. What do I do? I do some kind of work, Baba, you know, whatever comes to mind, I know, I sweep the kitchen, keep the heart clean, heart, you know, cooking the fire, around the fire, and bring in the firewood, and clean the cooking utensils and all that, and they want garlic or onion. I help Baba, yes. But very short, Baba, never many words, yes. Good and happy. They're serving me. Baba went out. Just 4 words, Baba went out. That's the time. The next time when he came, he told that he couldn't do quetta with the mandi. And he had, after he been 5 days from Amarnagar, then he must start. Because then they were staying in a cautious place. Cautious house is very nice. Big room like this. One very big, a little bit bigger than maybe this, I don't know. Anyway, then 2 other bedrooms and the dressing room. Enough, it was enough space. So the mandi, Baba stayed there. 5 days and then they start from Veta. And that time they start from Amarnagar. Baba had appointed me. No. Baba stayed there 5 days and then they start from Veta. And that time they start from Amarnagar. Baba had appointed Meru's father, Rustam. Rustaji, Naja's elderly father, also look after his women, you know. And so we went to Bombay, cautious place. But Baba never told us to come in certain time, anything, you know, or maybe told us to come after 15 days, that I didn't know, because I did not receive any orders. It was Gustaji, you know what to do and when to start from Quetta. So we were there, and there was a nice concert, you know, concert means play on the stage, but it was play. So Gustaji took us to the play also, because we were so strict not to do this, not to do that, not to do that. So we were enjoying ourselves in Bombay also. Rustam, you know, my Mary's father was very fond of all the, outings and, a little bit fun area there, not just sitting in the house. So in the evening, he would tell us girls, you know, my mother. In the end, there was a dramatic scene, and this woman, and she. In the end, there was a dramatic scene, and this woman does this, and she opens up her hair, and she falls on the floor, and everything was very dramatic, and maybe tragedy, whatever it was. Anyway, so when we came out of this, theater, I told Gustaji, beautiful woman, and how well she acted, mother. She said, woman? She's not a woman, this was a man. They don't allow women to act on the stage as yet. It was not done. Yeah, and she makeup and all that, she was quite well. They take like good looking men, but young, very young, delicate features, and then they make up, they look like, oh, nice, that was a woman.
Dressed like a woman.
Everything like a woman.
Yeah.
Long hair, and what she wore, saree gown, what she was doing. I remember her long hair. So that was then. Then we went to Quetta and all that. And Quetta was very nice. And the landing, after we got on the landing, was the square landing. Medium. And there was one door here and one door there. Open this door, you go to Baba and the Mandi. But that door was shut. You could hear Baba talking inside. We went to, you know, arrived, you know. Then there's another door facing that door. If you open that door, there's another section of the flat, you know, a nice big room, and another room, the two rooms, as well as the third room also. But the other room was, this room was like L-shaped, like that broad, big, and then that broad, big, and here was the terrace outside looking on the roadside and all that. And those days, there were not too many people. It was nice on the street also. But what happened was we had a restaurant running, and Kate's father, that was his house, you know, maybe rented house, I don't know, anyway. Baba went before us. When Baba came here, he stayed in this place, and he knew the place, and Kate's father, Mirzawe's father, loved Baba very dearly, you know, very much. He loved. So he would cook all the best food and all that. Baba said, best of whatever, only one vegetable, not varieties, you know, only one vegetable and a big utensil, because monthly we had to eat and we went. So Baba, when the thing was brought in the other room, on our side of the rooms, and then that room, Baba seated with the thing on the floor, no table, no nothing, no chair, no stick of furniture, always on the ground, sit on the ground, sleep on the ground, everything. So Baba would take the big ladle and bang on the lid of the cookie, that intestine that had food in it. Tang, 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 let's come on. So they would pass the work, you know, and then they are called because Mandi were in the next room and all that. And of course, they would hear also, they all came running, they must not be late, you know. Baba, those days, this excuse and something would be thrown at you, you know, if you don't. Baba was in a fiery mood also many times. So Mandi was called rushing, you know, and quickly to Baba's room there, and each one giving a plate and daughter, giving much of dal and rice, whatever it was, in the afternoon. And then after they had all gone away, then women came, and so there was the elderly, there was Gulma and my mother, and so on. And Baba's old aunt, we all went for. We always give respect to elderly people. We never push ourselves first, young ones. So they went first, and they had their food, and then caught him in the Baba's sister-in-law, Jamshed's wife, Baba's older brother, Jamshed's wife, was her name also was Kaushin. So this girl then went for us, because she was older than us, then Naja and Lhasa went, only three girls were there. So Baba came us, and so one day and 2 days and third day, when I came last, Baba got very upset. He snatched my plate from my hand and threw it across the landing, you know, landing back side, not the front side. And the room was on the back side, but nice big room, like you can eat there, like nice big, biggish room. But there was a door, and after the door there was a landing from which you can go down the stairs from the back, because the sweepers can come up there. I don't know why it was meant to be that way or whatever. Servants can come up that way, you know. And you go in the back side through the lanes, you could go to Katie's father's place, you know, because we didn't go from the front. There were all many soldiers there, so we used to go from back to her house to see upstairs and then there. Private house. So that room where we ate was open to the landing. So Baba chucked my plate there and shouted, "Why did you come last every day?" Said. Now what am I going to say? I was very shy. Why should I push myself, you know, before Naja and Carson? I didn't like it, no, I was very shy. So of course it was natural for me to go last. So why do you come last every day? He threw the thing away from my hand, you know. The plate went on the landing. It bumped on the landing, then it sort of must have jumped up, you know, how is it? And then it fell on round thing and then went down the steps. It came down and I was frightened, what do the plate, what do? And Baba was shouting at me, you know. I was all confused. It was good, somebody pushed the plate in my hand. Quickly. So I took the plate and gave it to Baba quickly. And Baba then, yes, and Baba sort of saying things, you know. And then, "Baba, what is food?" I said, "Baba, it's too much." "No, every bit you must eat. This, I have given whatever. I gave it like that, you must eat. Every bit of it." So here we were all sitting together, you know, in the room, and talking, laughing, trying to eat. We had finished, you know what I mean, no more hungry, but we had to push our food down slowly, slowly. We couldn't throw it away. That's how the first days in Quetta. Then Monday Baba came. No, then Baba every morning had his bath, his hair was open, sadra, and he came from the Monday, he came into our room on the landing, the door was open, Baba stood in the doorway. Oh, it's very lovely. The old girls, Baba's coming on. And so, then Baba, yeah, because guarding is a seat near the wall, with a cushion and a small carpet, and some Baba came and seated there. And then he said, I told Gulma to comb his hair, so Gulma was combing his hair. Then he told us, "Girls, come on, you bring your pencil and pad." So we came, Baba said, "What prayers do you pray and all this?" So we said, "We do the sacred shell." I said, "That's all, sacred prayer takes three minutes or 5 minutes." And so all day long you do everything that is in the interest of you, you know, your bath and this, you comb your head and get dressed and talk. You know. Whole day goes in that, and you give God only 5 minutes. Out of the whole day, only 5 minutes you to remember God. No, Baba says, "You must have more prayers and more minutes, more time to pray. And come on, bring it. Yeah. Write down, Baba's going to stay." So Baba said, "Stay down with them, stay down." So see, Baba was talking that time. So there were some prayers in Persian, short and very sweet, but there were prayers in other Persian, Zand Basa. Zand is another language of using Persia before Persian language, I think, so I don't know that detail. Anyway, one prayer Baba stated, Naja was writing, Khoshed was writing, Khaswas, and here I was writing. It seemed I was writing, it looked like I was writing anyway. I was struggling on to spell all the words in Gujarati, you know. Because we were never into Gujarati, Parsi school from the very child, 6 years old in the convent, and still in the convent. But it was good. And that our parents had thought that we are not learning Gujarati and it's not nice. You must know your own language a little bit. So they had arranged for a tutor. It's good they did. For 1 year the tutor came and taught us the ABCD of the Gujarati language and the first primer and the first book. So I knew how to spell, but many years I never wrote or read or like this. I had to have practice in that. You know, so then Baba took the mother's pad and corrected what was good. He gave it to a cautious printed and gave it to a good and Baba. Now he turned towards me to give bad to Baba. I was very hesitating to give it to Baba. No? Baba said, what? Not in 2 lines you've written, you know? They've written the whole plan. How is that? Why don't you write fast? I said, but I don't know to write in Gujarati fast and it's not easy for me. I said, I'm not studying and practicing it. Baba said, no. You must know. All right, come on, give me your pencil. So I quickly gave Baba's pencil. He had the pad in his hand, and Baba wrote the whole prayer down in his own handwriting. Mm-hmm. I was very glad that I did not know what that is.
I liked that.
She loved it.
Goes along with whatever you're doing. It's something small. And he sort of says, hey, can't you put me in your pocket? I'm not going to take up much room, you know, I'll just go along with you with what you're doing. And that happens, and he grows and grows, so big, so big. He completely engulfs you and whatever else that there is around. And that impression I got when I read this lecture and saw these pictures, Baba just taken over. They're not, all of them are conscious of it, but...
And the funny thing, Alex, was that he remembers you recently.
Whenever I come, I put on my garb and my advents. So many will come up like mushrooms. And what, you see how mushrooms are? You never can tell which is the genuine mushroom and which is not. And, that simile touched Mara and myself quite a lot because we're very fond of mushrooms. In fact, in Sitara early in the morning, we'd go out in that grounds that was in front of the house looking for mushrooms. And Gaur kept warning us, you're going to get poisoned. I've got to keep stomach pumps ready. And we said we thought we knew so much about mushrooms, but that's another story. The thing is, when Baba says that, can you imagine how much in numbers that would be? Springer. So you see, that too is his typical characteristic expression of disguise. The very fact that God comes as man is a disguise. While he was here as man, he went about incognito, except with his group or his lovers. He would just... So that, again... is a disguise. Coming where not many will recognize him, when he will just reveal himself to the few, although he comes, is for the many, he comes for the few. What is it?
He comes for all, but he's for
the few. So again, he's not recognized. Again, that's a disguise. So when he gives that simile of mushrooms, he among the rest, there again is disguise. That was Baba would say, how fortunate you all are that you love me, that you know me. And if you go further, that you are here while I'm here, while his advent is here, even unconsciously. But we who are consciously here, it is such a great bounty. It is something so tremendous that we have received that even if we think of it every minute, it's not enough. Just imagine how many people there are in the world. And just imagine how many we are. Why us? It's like that question that would repeatedly come into my mind. The kind of questions we had. Nothing about planes, nothing about this, nothing about spirituality. But Baba. Baba who's so complete, who's so all-embracing and all-absorbing. Our questions would be things like, when Baba was resting in the afternoons, or sitting. And sometimes when he was seated, his thin sheer sadra would somehow slip, and one shoulder would be bare. And Baba's shoulder was so beautiful, like his ears. Say, if we were sitting this side of Baba, he's facing there, and all you can see is Baba's ear, it would seem complete. It would seem you're seeing Baba. So sometimes on that shoulder or on the sadra, a fly would come and rest for a second. And immediately the thought would be, why? There are billions of flies in the world. Why this fly? Of all the flies, why this one? And therefore the same we can ask about us. Why us? Isn't that enough to deal with, to accept, to realize? Where is the room for questions of who is this and is that right and is this one false? There's no. Only the master jeweler knows the real jewel. For us, imitation and the real one put together, they seem the same. As I always give this example, when Baba took us to Banaras, where there were 8,000 sadhus were collected, gathered on that particular day for that particular function, apart from the mass of humanity as usual, but there was the sadhus. You know what I mean when I say sadhus. And we were moving in and out along with Baba, and being with Baba, Baba being reality, like the sun, being the sun, he brightened everything else, even that which is an illusion, even that which is not real, suddenly gets a touch of life, touch of reality, because the reality is among them, moving. And so it used to be a wonderful time when we'd go with Baba, see this mass of people and this these sadhus and everybody doing their thing and all. And suddenly Baba stopped. And all he said was, he turned to Elizabeth, who was standing beside him, and said, you know, Elizabeth, there are 8,000 sadhus here today in this ground. And only 8 are genuine. Only 8 are real. To us it all seemed one same. So only he would know. And therefore, having him, who is way beyond and more than anything. You see, other questions come to a stop automatically. What does help Baba lovers, and I've been thinking of that more and more recently, is to read about the great lovers of God. It makes us realize what love for God is, can be. The great lovers of God, of the avatar. And that helps us as reminders, as helps us to push it to grow more. That is different. But otherwise, there are no questions have room in, and we never had any question. Now, of course, we wish we had asked him some question, because now when we are asked, and we're supposed to know all the answers, you know. And sometimes they just tear and I say, oh, you go and ask Erich that question. Or when Adi was there, I say, you go and ask Adi that, the other question.
That doesn't mean that I know all the answers.
No, but you can send them somewhere else too.
I'll send them back to you.
Fine. No, but there is another point to it. The reason, I used to be scared a bit, you know. Because when we realized in 1969 that all these children of Baba he told us about are here and they keep coming when they're... And I said, oh my goodness, what will happen if they ask us questions? We haven't read any of his books. We don't know, you know. And supposing they ask us questions, what are we going to do? And then we find now, knowing our family more and more, that there are all kinds of questions. Each one's personal problems are there too. We realize, we sympathize, we try to relate, although we cannot in many of the questions. But I find that no matter what the questions are, even if the questions are about things that we have had no knowledge of or have not been able to relate to these subjects, like marriage, sex, homosexuality, divorce, whatever you call it, all of these. And Baba showed us in a beautiful way that, yes, you can answer those two. If you touch any problem with Baba's love, you see any issue from Baba's angle, you can. It's like Baba is the master key. It'll open every lock. It's not limited to one lock. Baba's key opened all doors. And I've been amazed myself. Now, what made me say that? And it has satisfied the other person. It has been right, because it is from Baba. From ourselves, it's why we get confused, because the questions and the answers we try to give is all from our own self. The moment it's from Baba's angle, from Baba, the thing changes. As I always say, no matter what your wishes are, our wishes and wants, I want this, I would like that, this is this. And you think, if I had this, I'd be happy. So you put, that's like putting something in a hole. And if I know, that hasn't worked. Maybe if I'm sure if I have this, I'll be happy. So you keep putting these things, but when you do it for yourself, it's like a hole without a bottom. You'll never see it come up. But when we turn to Baba, when it's connected with Baba, when it's concerned with Baba, when you are his, when you're doing it for him, then he's like a completely full cup. Even this much that you do, even one drop, makes the rest overflow. Because he's full. So there's always, the bounty comes from his bounty, his giving. So we, even if this much is done, it overflows. But when you're doing it for yourself, you can go on putting as much as you want in it. Never come up, because it has no bottom. Now, we are conscious of that clock ticking. Tick, 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 tick. But it has been ticking all the time. It hadn't stopped when we were not listening to it. It hadn't stopped when we were talking, listening, arguing. That is how Baba's remembrance should be. All the time, ticking. Even when we are busy with other things, when we're not conscious. But the moment we are unbusy, when we are still, we stop, then we will hear that this ticking has been going on all the time. Baba has, when it becomes a part of you, a part of your life, it doesn't mean you have to sit in a corner and think of him, no matter what you're doing. But the moment you stop, you realize that you have been thinking of him all the time.
For quite many days now, that episode comes to my mind. It would be a good thing if you were to repeat it, Mommy.
Huh?
About Baba.
That story?
Yeah.
Bhakti Dara must have taped that 10 times.
Yeah.
But
long
for Dara out.
Thank you.
He
doesn't use it.
Yeah, but has that to do? There are so many hearts and so many years, they should also share that experience.
But I think it's printed also now.
Let it be printed, nobody reads it.
No. Lazy bum.
People, it sticks.
Their
hearts and minds,
don't they
hear it?
It's like magic, you know. That's a way to hide a magical secret
and
publish it.
All right.
No, because it is related to what you are saying. Well, we have to remember it. But where is he? What is he doing? Is he there? Remember whom?
Is it this episode that Erich wants me to relate again? Happened after we came back from Guru Prasad, Pune, where we had gone for the 1969 darshan, when we were amazed to see all his lovers attend, come, honor his invitation, that come, I'm going to give darshan, come for my darshan, and they came. And we were simply amazed. We didn't know they would come. We didn't know so many would come. We didn't know what would happen. We were witnesses. We simply witnessed this darshan. And not a step, next step could we see. We just went along and we saw Baba doing all this. We were just witnesses, as we are now. So, before we went to Pune, right up from the time Baba dropped his form to the time we came back from Pune, we had no time to indulge in our own grief, agony, except privately, except when we were alone. But otherwise, we just went along. It was like in a tide of activity that Baba had already patterned, marked, and we were just going along. And there was no room in our hearts for our own selves. It was just kept on and on. And when we went to Guru Prasad, those who were there know, we were so busy, so occupied. And Baba was, it was like Baba was conducting, no doubt about it. But we were playing our part, our instruments, as quickly and loudly and best as we could. But when we came back after the darshan in Pune, and then for the first time, we felt that, now we can, we can now be with Baba alone, as we were. You see, for us, darshans were something that were punctuations in our life with Baba. We yearned for the moments when, for the moments to be over, when he was giving himself to his many lovers who had gathered there, when he said so. But when it was all over and he came back, he was once again our Baba of the household. So we could wipe his sweaty brow, change his sadra, when he could say, "What is for lunch today? What have you cooked, Naja?" Or he'd say something to Mera, turn around to me and say, what book now will you read? Have you finished that Rex Tao? Which, we were so related to having Baba as one of the family, us, with us. So this was different, you see. This, we would go along, of course. We were not very happy, but we'd go along with this thing. And when it was all over, we'd say, now that'll last for some time, you see. We can have Baba again. Baba then putting on not the pink coat, but the gray or white silk one, a little frayed at the sleeves. But he wouldn't give us time to, to move it or give him a new one. He didn't want the new one. So that sort of thing. So when we were back from Guru Prasad, we were again with Baba in that way. This is what Baba would say. This is, remember, I opened the book, yeah. This is the last book we read to Baba. The gramophone, oh yes, we would play. And so we were very much absorbed in Baba's presence, personal presence. So that morning, when I'd happened to be here to give my present to say, all right, is there anything to be done? Eris said, listen, Mani, Baba gave you these documents for safekeeping. And he mentioned the documents. I've forgotten what they were. We need them. Will you please bring them over? We need those documents. I said, of course, yeah, I'll bring it over. So I came back to the women's side and forgot all about it. I was with Baba. So all these little things, they became alive. They were like people that were in the house, moving. And suddenly, when it was evening, and the sun was just going down, I suddenly remembered, my God, those documents. The men mumbly want the documents. And I said, well, before it gets dark completely, I quickly looked for the document. I found that packet, and I came over. It was what you would call twilight, which we haven't much of here, but it's just as the sun would be setting. So I came over, and I was going towards Erich's cabin, this Manonash cabin in which he lives, but I saw that Erich was outside. I heard the splash of water, and he was washing his face at the faucet right outside his cabin. And so I said, oh, Erich, here are the papers you wanted. I brought the papers. And he finished washing his face. He got up, and there's a towel hanging outside his cabin. He wiped his face, wiped his hands. And then instead of going towards the cabin, he turned and walked at the back, towards the back of the cabin, towards the fields which are adjacent here to our hedge. So he walked away from his cabin instead of to his cabin. And all he said was, come. So I followed him, a bit mystified, the paper still in my hand, and wondering, what is he going there for? I saw him walk, so I followed, and he stood at the edge of the field, which is now quite dark now. The sun has gone down, and there are no lanterns and light. And he's standing, facing the field, standing at the edge of the field, and I stood beside him and looked out at nothing. And he said, can you hear? And I strained. Sure. I said, yes, I can hear. And what I could hear was a lot of sheep, a group of sheep that were closeted in a fence of thorny branches. The shepherds do that when they rest their flock of sheep in a field. I couldn't see them, but I could hear them. And they were saying, baa, 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 baa. And I said, yes, I can hear them. It was like they were calling out Baba. I said, yes, I can hear them. And then he said, can you see? So I strained my eyes, and some of the sheep were white, or partly white, and they were all the time restlessly moving in that pen, back and forth and back and forth, so I could see the flicker of white. And I said, yes, I can see some of the sheep. And he said, no, to the left, can you see? To the left, there was nothing. And suddenly, I saw something darker than the darkness that looked like a rock, immovable rock. And I even wondered, what is this rock doing in a field, this large rock in a field? What's it doing there? So I looked, and he said, yes. Then I realized it was not a rock. It was a man. It was a shepherd. And he was sitting there. And Erich read my thoughts, and he said, yes. It's the shepherd. He's facing his flock. He's seated still as a rock, his eyes on his flock, on his sheep. And all night he will stay there like that, without moving. And they don't know he's there. They can't see him. So they're restlessly going round and round, calling out, ba, 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 calling the shepherd. They can't see him. But when morning comes, when the dawn breaks, then they will know. They will see him. And they will know that he had never left them. That he had been with them all the time. That he had his eye on them, always protecting them, seeing them. And I tell you, when that happened, it helped me so much. Really it did. Yes. Indeed, Baba is still here. We can't see him, but he's here. And he will never leave us. Till the time comes when we will see him. But that's my sheep story. As I walked away, the story, the voices, the you don't say voices, what is it?
Bleating.
The bleating of the sheep. Ba, 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 ba. And very soon after that, Baba made it clear. His presence was very clear and strong and grows stronger with time. And We were amazed at each little thing that happened. Oh, look, and when we hear the stories that you all tell, how Baba came to you, it's so typical, so characteristic. Each story, although it is different, although it's so personal for each one, it's like his signature is so clear on it that it's not anybody else but Baba. Sometimes it'll do it with humor, sometimes it'll do it with seriousness, or whatever it is. It's his way, and he makes it very clear that it's him, nobody else. So you see, even when he was seated here, when the talk was held on 13th October 1968, which happened to be Erich's birthday too, Baba called from all over India what were known as group heads. Some responsible person from each group was called, and there was a meeting here, a conference. And they had to give their suggestions or take Baba's confirmation, ask anything they had to do. Baba told him what he had to say. And that was turned out to be a last conference like that, a get-together of that kind. And what did I bring this up for? Oh, yes. So then, after that, when it was all over, and now you see all the preparations for going to Pune. So he said, Erich and the Mandali were here. I happened to come here for something. And I was listening to this. And Baba said, now about this darshan in Pune. And now when I come back from Pune, I'll give darshan every day. This is a repetition. It's every day. A regular, continual thing. This is the gesture for it. Every day, I'll give darshan. And now, when Baba would say things like that, the ones who were responsible for sending out the information and doing the correspondence and all would become a bit wary, like I did certainly. I said, oh, you know, Baba's saying things like that. And when he comes back, of course he'll say, no, my health doesn't permit. I will not be able to give darshan every day. And then we'll have to write back to everybody, say, well, Baba said that, but you know, he didn't, you know, that. As Erich would say, Baba, whenever Baba would give out a plan or instructions like that, and then afterwards rescinded for his work, of course, we knew. Erich would say, Baba, it's like Baba's playing with the baby. He even told him. And while the baby's smiling and cooing and happy, you play with it, you know. But the moment the baby does something in the nappy, you just hand it over to the nurse, you see. And so the nurse has to change the diapers. So Erich would say that we have to change the diapers after Baba then says, you know, hands it over. So, again, my trend is gone.
Every day.
Now, every day, I'll give darshan. So Erich immediately said, but Baba, I've always been saying that you should simply set a time, tell your lovers, I will be available for darshan. I will be available for you all. From such and such a time to such and such a time, 2 hours, then that's all. You shouldn't worry about where are they staying, are they all right, are they comfortable, did you sleep, you know? And Baba looked at him and said, every day. Now, I was a bit panicky, and I piped in. I said, Baba, after we come from Pune, then you see how you feel and how you'd like it, then you just let us know and we'll send out the service. Baba looked at me and said, every day. And that's what we find he's doing. Every day. Goes on giving his darshan to his lovers every day. But even then, you see, we were totally unawares. We were not in the secret, as it were. We didn't know this was going to happen. We still don't know what's going to happen. But all we do realize now is that what we saw at Guru Prasad in 1969 was just the point from which all this is coming out, And like the rays that you see grows bigger and bigger and bigger, this is nothing compared to what's going to happen, how it's going to grow on and on and on. So sometimes when Mara, after Aarti or prayer, talks to Baba and says, may your love spread throughout the world, may your name and love be in every heart, may, you know. And I tell her, oh, Mara, take it easy, Mara, take it easy. Yeah, after the fall, you know, I mean, we couldn't cope with the whole world now, Mara.